Is the long now of shuttered art centres, empty cinema seats and gigless nights inflicting lasting changes on our culture, not just in how and where we consume, but in what gets made? Launching today is the latest tilt at that question, this time in the form of an online art space from RTE. Illuminations is an exhibition space in which artists from all disciplines, from film and photography to poetry and prose and even embroidery, have been commissioned to create new work, exploring some of the shifts in the island's lives that 2020 has brought. Culturefile spoke to RTE's Anne-Marie Power about a soothsaying experiment.
My name is Anne-Marie Power, and I am currently the group head of arts and culture in RTE, and we're launching today Illuminations, the online art gallery. We're in the grounds of RTE, which I've always loved, and I've been here 20-odd years now, with the really old tall trees just waving in the wind here. And when we were in working full-time, our area, arts and culture, is just behind me, the glass windows there, and we'd look out onto the trees, weather, and each season, spring, summer. Now we're in autumn. Nobody is in the building from the arts and culture area at the moment. Everybody's working at home, but it's nice to look out and see the trees, kind of miss them a bit. Illuminations is something that we decided to do, which is sort of a response to what's going on at the moment, a response that involves art and culture and community and artists. We actually had this conversation a couple of days ago. Would we call it Shades of Pandemic or Shades of Lockdown? And I think people in the end came down on it's still lockdown. And actually it is even more than ever now, who would have thought this week. And the discussion is all again about lockdown. And it's also come into the kind of everyone's daily conversation and parlance. So lockdown, pandemic, it's almost the same in our minds.
It's the form that's curious, isn't it? Because you're getting into the area that so many different galleries and institutions are in now, which is to figure out how to get themselves to people when the people, they can't welcome people into the building. So suddenly your competition is Imma or Visual Carlo.
Well, I think we'd all like to like work together, and we're just figuring it out along with everybody else, and who knows how long it's going to last, where traditional audience for arts can't be met for now. And maybe even it will cause a behavioural change anyway, that more art can be accessed through media channels. There's a lot of figuring out to do. This is just dipping our toe in the water.
There is a question of the money. You know, if you're going to provide money to artists, that's usually the Arts Council would have provided, that's going to be structurally different.
Well, I think it's kind of too early to talk about that. But I mean, I would see it as if there was a collaboration amongst kind of key stakeholders, you know, including RTE, to kind of move into this space, develop. And I think that could be a really interesting place for Irish arts and culture to be, you know. I know other people are having similar thoughts outside of RTE around that. So I think the longer this goes on, maybe something really interesting will come out of it. There were some very strong themes that started to come out. We're only starting to really realise them now. And it's funny because they're sort of aligning with behaviour and attitudes, sort of research that's coming out. Nature is a huge big thing. Kinship and family, as we see from another thing. And another part, and a third one, is people's worlds shrinking. Obviously, that was very obvious with the 2 kilometre lockdown or the 5 kilometre. But actually, it's continued, I think, for a lot of people. Everyone's world has shrunk.
The pieces range from things that are commissioned from writers, so they're literature, and there's some film, and there'll be documentaries, but also photography, which is a kind of the medium that you feel is very at home here. So one of the photographers is Aisha Ahmad.
So Aisha, she was in Galway with her grandparents for 10 weeks during the initial lockdown and spent so much time with them. What she decided to do, seeing how they were and how they were cocooned, that once the lockdown lifted, she was able to kind of get them outside of their inside the house where they were like all cocooned and wrapped up, out into nature, and take photographs of her granny doing her normal things like knitting or embroidery, things like that, but out in the fields, out in the landscape. That produced some beautiful photographs, and I think it really added humanity to that whole story behind the cocooning, and it brought home actually how important it is. So I think that's what art can do. It can offer these little moments of insight. And I was in tears watching that, I have to say.
One thing that is very striking is the diversity of the people you have in. I mean, I think of there's this German sound artist who said that we're living through this time where everything is a bit quieter. But the interesting thing about that is that these other voices that were often being drowned out, suddenly we're hearing them, and we're hearing them through things like Black Lives Matter. And it's the change in the soundscape that's allowed that.
I think that's interesting. And I mean, you know, we really wanted to put artists at the front and center. They're, as we know, among with many other people and professions, but, you know, art, the art sector, the entertainment sector, having a really, really tough time, and your whole livelihood and everything you're meant to do is stripped away. And yet there's a tremendous value to what art can offer. And I think those voices are becoming louder in a funny way, even though people might feel disempowered. And people are discovering how what value artists are in our country. Their voices are so pure and actually really important this time. I mean, Isabel Nolan says that the fine artist, she says it like artists aren't promising to solve the pandemic. You know, it's like it's not about that. It's like we need jobs, we need a vaccine, all of those things. They can just offer moments of kind of beauty and solace, succor, you know, sustenance. But also I think it's also interesting, as Dermot Bulger says, like in 50 years' time, you know, he says in his poem Nightwalker, you know, we'll have a testimony. People will know what it felt to live through 2020. We have news reports, but he's saying poetry is news that doesn't grow old. So I think, in 20, 30 years' time, there'll be a testimony, an emotional legacy of how we felt.
Anne-Marie Power there, and Illuminations is now live at rte.ie/illuminations.